A documentary about one of our most loved native animals, the kangaroo, has sparked heated debate well before it opens in cinemas around the country today. Directors Mick McIntyre and Kate McIntyre-Clair have spent the past 4 years investigating how kangaroos are perceived and treated in this country. One of its most controversial findings is that in some regions, kangaroo numbers have declined steeply thanks to their wholesale slaughter by the commercial room meat industry.
I got the data and looked at it and just got a calculator and went, okay, 2002 when the data set started, 2009 now, what's left? And every single harvest zone was down by 70 to 80%, up to 90%. Some of them had declined in that period. For me, it's one of the greatest magic acts of wildlife management, where they've got actually a disappearing resource, but all of the data and stuff, the data itself shows the disappearing resource, but you go, ta-da, they're everywhere, there's plenty, and you can look around and they're clearly not.
That's UTS ecologist Ray Majovich speaking in the film. It's called Kangaroo, a love-hate story. As I said, it's already generated some criticism ahead of its release. Farmers and the kangaroo meat industry describing it as misleading and a beat-up. The Sydney-based directors Mick McIntyre and Kate McIntyre-Clair joined me earlier.
Thanks, Fran.
Thanks for having us.
What's the main message of your film? That kangaroos are at risk of extinction because so many are being killed in Australia? Or that the way they're being killed is unacceptably cruel?
It's a complex issue. I mean, what we had no idea when we undertook this film 4 years ago that it was so complex. I mean, it's not... There's many issues we bring up. We bring up the fact that the way that kangaroos are killed is cruel. We bring up there's issues about the hygiene of the kangaroo meat for human consumption. We bring up the fact that there's government data that hasn't been analysed yet that shows that there's regions in Australia where kangaroo numbers are declining. There's a whole range of issues that we uncovered and we're quite shocked by.
Let's work through them. Let's go to the numbers, because we just heard Ray Majovich there describing the kangaroo as a disappearing resource. The Federal Environment Department estimates there are more than 40 million kangaroos in the wild across Australia. If that was true, it's clearly not a disappearing resource, is it?
Yeah, so what we had to do making the film is we had to unpack how they come up with that number. And basically, we sought scientific advice. Basically, the methodology they use to count kangaroos in Australia, we uncover in the film, is flawed. It's a formula that doesn't stand up to international scrutiny. And that's something that has never been asked of the federal government. So basically, we discovered that there are flaws in the way they count kangaroos. So if there's a flaw...
I guess it's pretty hard to count how many kangaroos there are, actually. But a flawed measure is one thing, but 40 million is a huge number. Have you come to any other conclusion?
Yes, there's an error rate in some populations of up to 80 to 90%.
And how big are those populations? I know that Ray there talked about harvest zones. How big are those harvest zones?
No, but what I'm saying is no one has ever disputed the 40 million properly. So if there are error rates as high as 80%, then what does that do to 40 million?
Is the conclusion that the kangaroo is under threat?
In some regions, yes.
In which sort of regions?
Ray Majovich, who you quoted, is actually examining New South Wales government data as we speak, and he is looking to publish that information. I don't know when. I don't know how long these papers take. I'm not a scientist. But clearly he has uncovered government raw data.
But which areas are we speaking of?
I can't say because he hasn't published it yet, but it is in New South Wales.
Because it is disputed. We've got Fiona Simpson, president of the NFF, saying that she thinks your film is misleading and damaging to Australia. And she says since 2010, kangaroo numbers had increased exponentially to nearly 50 million.
So what? It's interesting because over the last decade, what's happened is that if you look at the population estimates and the population quotas, and then you look at the catch numbers, the kill numbers, over the last decade, the kill numbers have been in steady decline. If there are so many kangaroos, why are the industry taking less every year?
So let's go to the other element of your film, which is the way the kangaroos are killed. Sometimes in your movie, it's dealt with in very gory detail. Kate, there's a major focus on a Blue Mountains property owner who's documented the commercial culling of kangaroos on her neighbouring property. At one stage, she's picking up severed kangaroo heads as evidence. She said the rules that require a humane bullet to the brain are ignored. What action, what efforts did you go to get balanced views on this issue? Because there are other views on this.
Well, the first thing we came across actually was a government report that came out in 2014 that talked about all the different ways that they're killing joeys. That was our kind of first introduction to cruelty. I mean, I think everybody and people who hear around the world are shocked, and I think Australians will be too, that they're actually pulling baby joeys out of dead mothers' pouches in the night and they pull them out by the hind legs and they swing them around and smash them on the bull bar, maybe one, twice, three times, and then they either stomp on their heads or, I think perhaps worse still, as they let small baby joeys just run off into the night without going after them. So I think the cruelty of just the disposal of joeys, that's not counted for and not discussed, obviously, in Australia very often. I think it's shocking when you see the film and it's shocking when you see it in real life. There are different ways that kangaroos are shot in Australia. There's a mitigation permit you can get to shoot kangaroos on your property. What we focused on in the movie a lot was the kangaroo industry, which is really just killing for export sales.
And beyond that, I mean, there are regulations, again, to cite the regulations about it's illegal to kill a kangaroo without a federal permit. There are rules around it. It's meant to be what they call a brain shot. Did you find this wasn't being upheld?
It's not a regulation. It's a code of practice. I mean, we rely on whistleblowers as documentary makers, and we do have a whistleblower that's been gathering evidence for 10 years that shows that this code of practice isn't followed by the commercial industry. Now, obviously, we're not saying that every commercial shooter does this, but it's enough to know that there are kangaroos that are shot and missed. And the data that's taken doesn't include these kangaroos that are shot and missed and they hop into the bush to die of bullet wounds. So, I mean, it's a cruel industry and we were shocked. And I think Australians need to know how cruel the killing of kangaroos is.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guests are Kate McIntyre Clare and Mick McIntyre, the directors of a new documentary called Kangaroo, A Love-Hate Story. And this doco premieres in Sydney this week. Bottom line is a lot of people would hate the idea of kangaroos or any animal being shot or culled. But the truth is, too, we have this kangaroo meat industry in this country. It brings in $200 million into the regional market, employs more than 2,000 people. Is your documentary an argument for ending that industry?
Again, as documentary makers, we want to present what we were presented with. And what we were presented with was a growing industry determined to find new export markets. And so what's gone from a cull to help farmers is no longer a cull, it's a kill for export. And so basically it's an industry that's looking to sustain itself and find new markets. We travel to China and the Australian government is determined to open China up as a market. Let's not forget, this is a wildlife. It's a slow reproducing marsupial. It's not something that breeds like rabbit, as the myth is out there in the Australian media. This is a slow reproducing marsupial. It's a wildlife. It is not farmed. And so if we find these new markets, that is a concern to me as an Australian.
Your film's been shown overseas already. Lots of magazines, major magazines like Variety, the New York Times, they've reviewed it. Hollywood Reporter describes it as a heartfelt defence of the cute, inspiringly odd creature outsiders might assume needs no defence. But it goes on to say it's also frustratingly one-sided. Now, you do try and talk to people. I think you raise questions anyway about undue lobbying from the Australian government and the Kangaroo Industry Association. Their responses in this film are brief. Did you struggle to get better access?
Yeah, we approached both the Federal Minister for the Environment and the Minister for Agriculture and we were declined and we approached them numerous times. Basically, what we learnt making this film, that there's more effort put on the commercialisation of this animal than on the protection of the animal. And that is alarming for me.
Kate, Mick, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Frank.
Thanks for having us.
Mick McIntyre and Kate McIntyre Clare, directors of a controversial new Australian documentary called Kangaroo, A Love-Hate Story, which opens across capital cities today.